This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the very first week of middle summer. When thistles come undone, then middle summer has arrived, and all the middle summer flowers are in bloom. Purple loosestrife, lizard's tail, Queen Anne's lace, purple coneflower, wild petunia, bouncing bent, dayflower, south thistle, white vervain, dogmane, black-eyed Susan, pokeweed, St. John's wort, teasel, touch-me-not, lopseed, and avens are all blossoming in the woods and fields. The first of the midsummer hostas and the gay feathers show in the garden as the thistledown unravels. Asiatic lilies enter full bloom, and the rose of Sharon and the phlox are getting ready to open. Maroon seed pods have formed on the locusts, and black walnuts are half size. The bright yellow primroses and spring daisies are in decline, their departure marking the close of black raspberry and mulberry seasons. Green wild cherries hang in clusters. Elderberry bushes and ever-bearing strawberries are setting fruit. The shade-loving cohosh has its berries. May's goslings and ducklings are almost grown. Tiny water striders hatch in the ponds just as alewives head back to the Atlantic from the estuaries along the east coast. The behavior of raccoons, opossums, and groundhogs becomes erratic in the heat. Young robins, blackbirds, and bluebirds are haunting the honeysuckle bushes, eating red and orange berries. Cicadas have emerged. Young great blue herons leave their rookeries, and soon the ruffed-winged swallows will lead the fall migration south. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of middle summer. In the meantime, if you find just one piece of middle summer, then you're connected to all the other pieces.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.